This is Adam Greenberg from Leaders to Inspire and Leaders to Give, and I'll be the host for today's podcast on January the 25th, 2021. There's been a lot of talk lately about transformation. I did a podcast last week about transformation and what we're calling corporate social transformation. In order to transform a company, everybody's got to be on the same page. Everybody's got to understand the reasons, and everybody's got to understand the process. We also need to recognize that everybody will go through that change process at different times, and we have to provide different ways of supporting that process and different ways to manage that change and make sure that it occurs. And that brings me to mission statements, visions, values, and making sure that the corporate mission statement is something that everybody is aware of and everybody's aligned to and everybody agrees with. And I realized something recently. Never before have I applied the concept of a corporate mission in my personal life. And I think that's a mistake. I think we should all take a step back and think about our personal lives and try to align the way that we behave in person in our personal life to the way that we behave in our corporate or business life. There's been a lot of writing about authentic leadership. And what does that mean? Well, authenticity is just that. It's your authentic and true self. It means you're the same person in the boardroom as you are in the living room. And so I realized that never have I implied the concept of a corporate mission statement for a personal cause. Even if I did have a vision and goals in mind, it's not something I shared with my family in a thoughtful way. And when I say a vision and goals in mind, I mean for me and my life and for my family. We had no real North Star, if you will. Let's just talk about that for a minute. So here's kind of what I'm thinking. So even before my daughter could walk, my wife and I would bring her on skiing and hiking and trips and traveling and even multi-day backcountry canoe camping adventures. I remember doing one such five-day trip canoe camping with our eight-month-old. Afterwards, I thought, oh, I got to be crazy, you know, hauling a kid and camping gear and a canoe across the lake circuit. I mean, we had a great time, but it was a lot of work. Anyway, sometimes we'd even strap her to the front of my mountain bike, and I'd fly through the forests of British Columbia or in the arid mountains of the Baja. And when I would ride with her, you know, we'd put a little helmet on her. It was black helmet with a pink mohawk. And people would comment on the ear-to-ear grin she displayed. We brought her along on these adventures because it was important to us. It was important that our family did things together and that our family stayed active. We wanted to instill upon her a love of the great outdoors and of the recreational opportunities that being outside affords us. So think about the mission statement, because all of that is part of our mission statement, our North Star. But any mission statement, whether it's corporate or family, that goes unprofessed will also go unfulfilled, because those in your team won't really understand where they're going or why. So think about this. I mean, our daughter was always a willing participant until about a year ago, when friends and social media accounts and other new routines have slowly but steadily begun to interfere. Now she's seeking more time to do the things that are important to her and less time doing the things that are important to me, important to us. She started to say she doesn't enjoy it. I don't want to. Why do I have to? And upon reflection, I realized that it's probably, definitely my own fault. Perhaps I could have been clear about why this was important to me and our family. I could have shared that I believe so strongly in this because it's a healthy way to live. It's healthy as you develop into an adult, I could have told her. In other words, I did not consistently review our family's mission statement. And when I realized this and I applied those tactics, I noticed a shift. And I recognized that whether it's in business or life, that mission statement matters. People need to be aligned to it, to understand it. So when I applied that tactic of communicating the mission statement and our values, it started to become easier to get her to join us on our outings. Well, some of the things we did, easy for me to say, did indeed stop. However, she's dove into new things that she really enjoys. Now, she doesn't always want to come sea kayaking, but she's suddenly obsessed with rock climbing. We even put a rock climbing gym in our vacation home in the garage so she could climb at will. And that's something she discovered entirely on her own, and she shows great initiative. And now she knows it aligns to what's important to the family. And so she's getting into it, and it's cool. But again, it's hard not to draw a comparison when I think about my work life. To get my team at work to perform to their best, they need to understand the corporate mission statement. They need to understand the overall vision of the organization, and then we drill into specific goals. They need to understand the why behind those things. Why do we recreate outside as a family? Because it's healthy, because it affords us opportunities to discover new areas, to be one with nature, to be fit. Why do we need to transform our organization? Because our customers are demanding more corporate social responsibility. And that's going to give us an edge. That's going to help us attract talent. So to get my team to perform at their best, they need to understand the corporate mission statement and the vision and the goals. They need to understand the why. They also need to understand what their role is in it all. I also need to ensure that the organization's why and my team's why are aligned. It's my experience that if the why is about improving lives, whether it's customers, people in their community, employees, then the team is naturally aligned to that mission because everybody wants their own life improved and that of their family and their neighbors and their community. So then the team feels compelled to make the vision a reality. And it's because they're working towards something bigger than themselves, something meaningful. And as leaders, when we're able to bring everyone together with a corporate mission statement that has a deeper purpose than a fiscal outcome, the results speak for themselves. And this is true whether it's in the boardroom or, as I said earlier, whether it's in the living room. So my call to action for you, if you're listening out there, if you're in a company, in a department, or even trying to make things change in your own family, is create a new, clear mission statement and set your North Star. A corporate mission statement, personal mission statement, your organizational's North Star, or your own North Star. Transformational leaders gain perspectives from all different departments within their company or family when drafting a new or revised corporate mission statement, particularly for those who are within the customer's path and customer facing. So my call to action is create a new clear mission statement, but engage your team to get their perspectives. Because employees want to represent brands who actively listen to them and live their values and live their corporate mission statement. It's been proven that when people are aligned to the one team mentality, meaningful work results. So does getting things done faster, with more ease, and with a better attitude. At Leaders to Inspire, we believe creating a clear corporate mission statement that includes improving lives as part of that mission can actually help in creating a better, more equitable, and more sustainable future for us all. I'm Adam Greenberg with Leaders to Inspire and Leaders to Give. Thank you for listening to this podcast. Look forward to chatting with you soon.